Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Keith McPherson on the Fan talking sports. Watching the post game on Fox with Derek Jeter, A-Rod, Big Sloppy. And yeah, they're just putting up all the stats. Like, the winner of game one has a 63% chance of winning. They already put up the stat about teams that sweep in the championship series versus teams that go seven games. The team that goes seven games always wins. I don't know what to tell you guys, man. Dodgers got to bounce back tomorrow. Let's see if the Dodgers are so cavalier in game two in the Rogers Center like your New York Yankees were. I bet you they're not. I bet you they come out with a little bit more urgency. I bet you they come out with a little more fight after spending the night, thinking about this one. After spending the night in Canada thinking about, wow, we didn't have enough. It's Yoshinobu Yamamoto versus Kevin Gausman, 8 p.m. tonight on Fox. Anyway, Knicks fans are calling the line. I don't think I've taken one Nets call, and you don't have to call. I understand if you're a Nets fan, you're probably already in bed. You watch them try and fight and come back, and whatever, they lost. I do want to get the conversation rolling around the NFL. I think what we'll do after the next break, we'll play my Week 8 wrap, and then I'll give you my thoughts on the Jets and the Giants, and then I'll also look at the Week 8 slate. There are some good games, some good matchups, and now we're in the thick of it. For your fantasy team, for your parlays, for your playoff hopes. Not here in New York. Neither team are going to playoffs. But, 888-808-1019. Before we get to the Knicks calls, I saw that the Knicks are giving out to their player of the game or their defensive player of the game a hard hat and Tim's. Like, this New York Knicks team, they are leaning in to New York and the culture. Yeah, so if you look at the Strickland on Twitter, the Strickland has a picture of OG Anunoby and Jordan Clarkson in the locker room. Or no, it's not OG. Who is this? Maybe that's Yabusele. I don't know who the hell that is underneath the hard hat and the Tim's. But yes, it was OG. So it's two pictures. OG got the award on Wednesday. Clarkson got the award last night. So the defensive player of the game gets a hard hat and a pair of Tims as their locker room celebration. You can see Mitchell Robinson in the back all smiles. I'm telling you, man, this Knicks team, they are deep. They are buying in. They are gelling. They are going to get better. And they are going to be hard for anybody in the East to stop. It's going to be interesting to see when they go out West and match up with some of those teams out West. But if you're a Knicks fan, so far, so good to kick off this dream season that you're hoping ends with the trip to the NBA Finals. Evan out on Long Island, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show. Lifetime Knicks fan, diehard Knicks fan. I am psyched about this season so far. I know we're only two games in. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but I'm just loving what I'm seeing so far. You know, this bench rotation, the minutes distribution, it just seems like everyone's getting in, getting their hands on the ball. Not, everything's not falling on the starters like last year. They're not getting run into the ground. It's just, I feel just different so far. So I'm just want to get your thoughts on what you're seeing, and you know, I'll hang up and let you respond.
Thanks for the call, Evan. Yeah, don't let anybody tell you either, because there was a lot of that too, and I hate this, man. I mean, hosts do it here, but people love to do it. They just want to, like, counter everything. They try so hard to go against. Oh, it's not different. No, it is different. Oh, what are you getting all excited about? It's one game. What are you getting all excited about? It's two games. What? It's coming off of the last 2-3 years. Every year they took a step forward. Every year they changed the team. Now this is the most drastic change because you have changed the head coach and you have completely changed the bench. 888-808-1019. Still taking calls on the Knicks. If you ask me, I think they're equipped. But it's a long journey. It's a long road. It's October 25th. We will check back when it's December 25th, right? Everybody always says Christmas is when you really, you know, start the NBA season. But if they stay healthy, they have a ton of experience, a ton of talent, and a team that should be able to match up with anybody. And they don't have to match up with the entire West. They just got to get through the East. And the East is down this year. It's like the stars have aligned for the New York Knicks. They're playing with pace. They're trying to figure out. They're turning the ball over. Yeah, they're missing a lot of shots. Yeah, but they're still winning the game by 10. They're still having a quarter where they absolutely outplay the Celtics. They put the clamps on them defensively. They win the second quarter 42-14. So, against two rivals, against two teams that last year were, you know, expected to be better than the Knicks, the last team standing, right? The Cavaliers and the Celtics. I know neither one is what they were, but to get a win against them, to get on the floor and see how your new scheme, your new system looks against them, all good. Very good. And I was just talking to Connor, you know, I forget when it was, maybe 2 or 3 shows ago. I had a caller, you know, was a diehard Nets fan. I guess trying to, like, you know, get me to die harder on the Nets. I'm a Nets fan. They had some good runs. Good, not great. But not right now. Now is not the time, yo. And what I was saying to Connor is, like, some Nets fans I talk to, they're like, oh, you gotta be our representation on the Fan. No, I don't. I got to keep it a bean. I got to keep it a buck. Like, I got to tell the truth. This mic tells the truth. I don't have any shtick. I don't make stuff up. I don't lie. Right now, it is quiet season for the Brooklyn Nets. Right now, it's extremely loud for the New York Knicks. The Nets had their time, right? About 2019 to 2022. They had their opportunity. They had the clean sweep, right? They got KD. They got Kyrie. They got DeAndre Jordan. But then after that, they got Harden. And they added, like, LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin and Paul Millsap. They had their opportunity to run the city, to run the table, to get to the championship. They came up short. The Bucks won the championship that year. And then they were swept. They were swept out of the playoffs. And then they blew the whole thing up. So now you wait. If you're a Nets fan, lay low. Now you wait. If you're a Nets fan, it's going to take a while, right? They had a little window where if they were able to potentially get to a championship, win a championship, they might have been able to swing the 5-10% of fans in the city to 20. Maybe it'd be 80% to 20 right now. But the Knicks have been here forever. The Nets have moved around from New York to New Jersey to Brooklyn, you know, Long Island, Newark, East Rutherford, T-Neck, Like, it is not healthy for your fans when the organization goes through that much change and turnover, and that's all the Nets do. Even like, there's so many different people working for the Nets. There's so many different, they just keep changing the arena. They just keep changing different things. There's no consistency. There's no continuity. So I'm not dying hard on the Nets. And I also said to Connor, you know, back when I was doing Talking Nets under John Boy, and I was really trying to fire up some Nets fans and going to games and watching with the Block and the Brooklyn Brigade, like, we were building. They destroyed everything that fans were building. There ain't no money to get with content creators doing Nets podcasts, doing Nets vlogs, Nets content now. All that money's going to the Knicks. All the influencer marketing dollars, all the advertisers, they want the Knicks fans to go. They're putting Knicks fans in the building. It's quiet for the Nets, bro. I'm telling you the truth. Maybe they win their 20 games to hit the over this year. Maybe they don't. But there's a lot of Nets fans leaning on the tank-a-thon. We're going to tank. We're going to tank again. Okay, how'd that work out last year? One, do you trust the Brooklyn Nets wherever they're picking to make the right pick? I don't know, based off this year. Don't get me wrong, though. Yegor Demin, I like the way he shoots the ball. I think you can work with that kid. I think he's going to be something. But I don't trust the Brooklyn Nets to tank properly. I don't trust the Brooklyn Nets to rebuild properly. I think they are going to be a bottom feeder team for the next few years. It's going to be a long time until the Barclays Center is rocking. That building belongs to your New York Liberty. 888-808-1019. I'm glad I have the Devils. Back when I was doing the podcast, we started talking that to John Boy 2019. I remember Kyrie came out, had that like ridiculous opening night. Was that against the Timberwolves? KD wasn't playing yet. And when you think about all the nonsense that went on from COVID and the vaccination and James Harden, you know, forced his way here, but then didn't want to play. And, you know, KD so soft. As soon as things went left, he signed his extension, but he had to get out of Dodge too. Oh, I don't know who my teammates are going to be. Bro, you're KD. You're the most important teammate. It doesn't matter who's around you. Yeah, back then I wasn't watching hockey. I wasn't going to Prudential Center. I didn't have any Devils gear. Now I do. So it's a quick switcheroo. It's not hard for me to just switch my winter team or like the pecking order of, yeah, I'm a Nets fan, but like I didn't go to opening night tonight. I was at opening night for the Devils last week. Anywho. People want to talk World Series. People want to talk baseball. When do they not? This is the fan in New York. In the chat, I was like, you notice there hasn't been any Mets talk for real for weeks on the fan. But because it's the Dodgers versus the Blue Jays, there's a direct correlation to the Yankees. The Dodgers did knock off the Mets last year. But unfortunately, right, the Mets went out and got Juan Soto and thought that they would be, you know, able to go see the Dodgers, compete with the Dodgers. They didn't even get into the dance. It's easier to look at this World Series and the matchup and draw correlations to the New York Yankees. Connect the dots to, hey, well, this is the team that the Yankees lost to in the World Series last year. Also, this modern-day Dodgers team gets talked about with what the Yankees were in the late 90s, early 2000s all the time. And then the Blue Jays, of course, division rival that for years was telling us, hey, this is just the movie or this is just the trailer. You wait for the movie. Well, they finally got to the movie. And if you ask me, I think they were aided by the Yankees' own lack of urgency, their country club mentality, laissez-faire, the culture that they established for these guys. Oh, it's okay, Judgy. It's okay, Wellsy. It's okay. It's okay. We'll get them next time. It's all right in front of us. Don't worry about it, guys. Can get swept by the Miami Marlins. Joel is in California on the fan. What's up, man?
What's up, Keith? Much love. I wanted to thank you for last season when you were answering my texts on Instagram about them Dodgers going over to Yankee Stadium. I was actually there at the game. Just wanted to weigh in on that right here in California. I'm sure there's a million Yankee fans out here, and we don't want the Dodgers to win. I know the Blue Jays knocked us out, but I prefer to see them win this year than the Dodgers.
Because of the pain of last year? Because that hurt last year? There's no, I don't know. I mean, I guess because I guess you guys on the West Side, you don't want to live in that Dodgers parade and merch and back-to-back years. Yeah, I can understand that. My guy Jonathan calls from Los Angeles all the time, and like his kids got to go to school as a Yankees fan with a bunch of Dodgers fans. Like, You know, that's another long-ass year, back-to-back 2 years if the Dodgers win. That parade is probably even crazier if the Dodgers win. Definitely now that they went down one, like if they rip off 3 wins in a row here, doubtful. But no, I hear you. Everybody's got their own reasoning. Everybody's got their own thoughts and feelings towards this. I can only share mine and listen to you guys. Thanks for the call, man. And yeah, I don't remember the DM, but I'm about to close my DMs, bro. The DMs, I had my DMs closed for years. I opened them up, and then there's just some people that they don't get the hint. They just send a DM every hour. So my Instagram DMs is like quicksand. I'm like, I can't. I end up deleting them all. Email me. Like, send me an email if you really want to get to me, man. The DMs is OD, bro. Like, my own wife doesn't hit me up as much as some people do on the internet, you know? Like, my own wife, I work nights, so I don't see her as much. But she just knows what time it is. I know where you are. I know what you're doing. I see you when I see you. We are two ships passing in the night. Like, my wife will get up in the morning, I'm sleeping. But then my son will start tweaking, so I'll get out of bed to wrestle him, put him in a headlock. Hey, be good to your mother. And then I'll go lay back down. My wife will go to work all day. My wife will never text me during her workday because she's got to grind. I'll check in on her. But if I check my DM, there's a random dude that sent me 5 different memes. John is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, John?
It's Positive Johnny.
Positive Johnny. We got to bang the drum of positivity.
You get that right, brother. I hate the Dodgers with a passion.
Don't we all?
I'm from Brooklyn, man.
Oh, even take it even back to the history. They left.
Yeah, you got that
for
right.
For greener pastures.
Yeah, screw that, man. They should have stayed here. They wanted to build a stadium for them in Queens, and O'Malley said, Queens ain't Brooklyn.
Correct.
Brooklyn had a million places they could have put a baseball stadium.
For sure. For sure. Back then, definitely.
I hate them with a passion. I'm a Mets fan. I hate that we lost to them in that 7-game series when Doc couldn't fit the bit. And, I really, really despise the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, then you had to have some fun tonight watching them lose.
I don't like the Yankees either, of course.
They're probably the two most hated teams in baseball, Yankees and Dodgers.
What's that?
Probably
the
two most hated teams in baseball. Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, if you go back in history, right? Yankees and New York Yankees versus Brooklyn Dodgers. Can't root for the Dodgers. No, can't root for the Blue Jays, bro. The team that you face all the time. Can't root for the Blue Jays, bro. The team that is about to attempt to do what you couldn't. Yankees could have taken game one of the World Series last year. Oh, we opening up old wounds. Let's go to Chris in Freeport on the fan next. What's up, Chris?
Keith, my man, I love your show.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, brother. So last week I was the biggest Mariners fan in the world.
I was wearing anything I had that was like teal, or I even went out there for All-Star, so I was rocking that stuff.
This week I would have been if they could have pulled it out, but you know, my dad always my whole life he said, you know, you got to root for the team that beat you because then you got beat by the best, and I never understood it until they faced the Dodgers, and now I'm rooting for I want to get beat by the best in this scenario because the Dodgers, man,
understood.
I feel like the only difference between, you know, the Yankees, they say, oh, we bought all the stars and years and years and years. There was no deferred money. There was no loopholes and all this, you know, if there was ever an evil empire, I think it's the Dodgers.
By far. Thanks for the call, Chris. It's different. It's just like evil empire. Like, they are not able to do what they're doing without so many factors that only apply to them. Otani chose them. Like, Otani was with the Angels first, and he got a front row seat for 6 years at the better organization. So once he recognized the errors in his ways, he decided, okay, I'm going to go to you guys. You guys win, and I want to win. I'm two players in one. My contract hitting free agency is ridiculous. You know it, I know it. Let's defer 80% of it. And then once I do that, as the best player in the game, the unicorn in the game, a DH and an ace, that will set the precedent for others to come here and take less money. Or at least take less money up front, defer it. And you know what? These players are already rich. They already have millions at this point, right? They're deferring that money for their kids. They're deferring that money for when they're old men. It's actually not a bad idea. Step in the Guggenheim partners, private equity firms, banking, business, investments. They know exactly what to do. Let us set you up, Blake Snell, right this way. Wouldn't you like to live in sunny California? I love LA. Yeah, like they can do this in a different kind of way than anybody else. Oh, here comes Yamamoto after the World Baseball Classic following Ohtani. And then the next year, Roki Sasaki. It's a pipeline. The best Japanese players going right to the Dodgers. Oh, the Atlanta Braves want to mess around with Freddie Freeman? You don't want to pay that man his money after he wins a World Series? One of the best hitters in the game? One of the best first basemen in the game? Dodgers will scoop him up. Dodgers scoop everybody up. Before that, Mookie Betts. Ha! Red Sox, silly rabbits. Win a World Series with Mookie Betts? You don't want to pay that man? Heim Bloom getting too creative? We'll take him. Win a couple World Series with him. Not a problem. No problem. Teoscar Hernandez, former Blue Jay, former Mariner, floated around. Teoscar the Grouch when he plays against the Yankees. Yeah, they took a one-year flyer on him. Nobody wanted the guy, huh? He balled out for them last year. He's with them now. Oh, Kike Hernandez. Kike Hernandez, who's, you know, he drove in the first couple runs, I believe. At least the first run, I think. Postseason proven. They keep him around, you know. They go get Tyler Glass now. They go get, I know, Blake Treinen and Tanner Scott and some of the other guys in their bullpen aren't really as heralded as they once were, but they have a ton of talent, man. Tommy Edmond, they go trade for. He defers money. Tommy Edmond doesn't need any deferrals in his contract. Pay that man all of his money right now. Yeah, they're a deep team, and they've got the game figured out, but now they're in a hole, and now they've got to wake up and be the almighty Dodgers. And there are a lot of folks rooting against them because they look at them as a modern-day evil empire. They're ruining baseball, and so they want to see Toronto win as if Toronto is some poverty franchise. They're not. I think they have the fifth highest payroll. The Mets are one. The Dodgers are two. The Yankees are three. Philly's four. Toronto is five. They offered more money to Juan Soto than anyone. So we've heard. They were the only one with interest in Pete Alonso because they have money to blow. They've been trying to get people to take that money forever. They signed Anthony Santander. They signed Chris Bassett. They signed Max Scherzer because they have money to light on fire. And then he comes up big for them in the ALCS. So I don't know, man. I don't want to live in this world where the Blue Jays get it done and figure it out before the Yankees, and we go into next season, and it's like now that's hanging over the Yankees' head as well. 888-808-1019. But I might be done. I might be done with I might be done with baseball. I think I'm just gonna be a hockey guy. I'm just gonna really start to dive into puck. I've been following more accounts. I found some guys on YouTube. There's like hockey's a sport where there are a lot of like smart hockey guys that teach it. There are a lot of guys that break it down, and I'm like, well, damn. In the last couple of years, I'm really learning the ins and outs. I'm intrigued. Would have never saw this coming. I didn't grow up watching hockey, but now the Yankees going to suck, and the Yankees going to be in a drought, the longest drought in franchise history. If the Brooklyn Nets are going to rebuild and probably be in that long of a drought, they've never won anything, but they might be rebuilding until the Yankees win their next World Series. You can find me at The Rock with the New Jersey Devils. Woo! Harold is in the Bronx with us on The Fan next. What's up, Harold?
What's up, Keith?
What up?
Yeah, I'm Nets fan number 8 out of 20.
Okay, I forget what number they stamped me with, but it ain't many of us.
I wish you were a Jets fan because I'm a Yankees, Nets, and
identical. I used to go to Jets games, bro, because they used to the tickets used to be so cheap. Like, I remember going to a Monday night game, Jets hosting the Dolphins
when Geno Smith was the quarterback. It was like a rainy night, and the tickets were like $18, and we were at a 100 level.
That's crazy.
But I couldn't root for him. I just, I'm glad I didn't make that mistake. I quit on the Dallas Cowboys. I would have quit on the Jets years ago.
I'm an anomaly, as they say. I was just going to talk about the Nets. You pretty much touched a lot of the points because you were just talking about the Nets that whole segment.
Yeah.
But I was just going to ask you what you think about Jordy trying to bring some positivity. I know we're not going to be good for a little bit, but
I think we have a coach. I will say that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, after we lost Kenny Atkinson, I was a Kenny guy. And, like, look at Kenny now with the Cavs. Like, I thought Kenny was a good coach. It's funny. Kenny was talking about how ass Joey Buckets was when he came in. He was saying, like, is this guy going to be able to play in the league? And, like, he worked with a lot of those guys. He developed those guys. Look at Jared Allen tonight. Like, Jared Allen he worked with, and now Jared Allen is with him in Cleveland. But then they went from him to Steve Nash, and I knew at the time, okay, it's a splash hire. Now what is Steve Nash doing? If you watch the Knicks game tonight, when the game ends, he's on the panel with Blake Griffin. He's an analyst. This guy was coaching the Brooklyn Nets when they had their best players. Mistake. Jacques Vaughn. Mistake. You know? They were supposed to have Ime Udoka. Ime was on the bench for the Nets for years. Never happened with him. Now, I'll say that, Harold. I do like Jordy. I think he's got the right headset, like the right mindset, the right, he knows. He knows where we're at. He knows what needs to happen. He's going to coach these guys up, but he can only work with what he has. And in this NBA, you need star players, not half stars, not young guys, not role, like, you know, not all a bunch of role players and developmental guys. Like, you can't compete in this league unless you have two stars for real. So until they have those two stars and the supporting cast around them, it's going to be a while. And most likely, you know, they're not going to blow this thing up like they did in the past because they've learned from it, right? They're not going to mortgage their future again to trade for an aging star. They have to draft the next superstar. And I guess if they're tanking this year, let's hope it's 2026. Let's hope it's in June of 2026.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go Nets always, though.
No, go Nets always. Thanks for the call. And let me say this before we go to break. Nets fans, when we did have our little bit of motion, were always punching up against the Knicks. Even when the Nets ripped off 8 wins in a row, even when Cam Thomas was killing the Knicks in the Garden, even when, you know, KD was, you know, basically saying the Knicks are lame, nobody want to be a Knick, and Brooklyn, and then he even started calling Barclays Center the Clays, and kind of like a play off the Garden. It never felt like it was long-lasting, you know? Like, to me at least, I knew it was short-lived. You feel me? I'm like, I had a take a while ago where I was telling y'all that the Nets are partly responsible for the Knicks that you see now. Because the existence of the Brooklyn Nets in this city going to the playoffs, the Knicks being bums and not making the playoffs, and even if it's just a round, having a team in town that is hosting a round of the NBA playoffs, like, people were going there. That's money. That's revenue. That's eyes. That's ears. That's attention. But not enough to trump, you know, 100 years of fandom that's passed down through families and all 5 boroughs and beyond. So, like, the Nets, we were always, as fans, punching up. I mean, we used to run y'all when we were in Jersey, but that, you know, that's another thing. They took the team out of Jersey. They lost a ton of fans that are across the Hudson River that aren't going to Barclays Center. So right now is the Knicks' time. It might not be forever, but I got kind of a feeling that, like, it will be because James Dolan, Leon Rose, however long these guys are alive, like, it's a lot better, more lucrative, more profitable when the team is good, right? And I feel like the Nets kind of pose like a small threat for a while where it's like, okay, yeah, you know, you need to field a better team, and they have, and I don't think they're going anywhere for a little while. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. When we come back, I will play my Week 8 NFL wrap, and I will start looking at the Week 8 slate, and we'll get into Jackson Dart versus Jalen Carter. We'll get into Tyrod Taylor versus Trey Erickson. I don't know. KM to AM returns right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
94.7 The Block at our sister station 101.9 WFAN present the quickest New York football preview with WFAN weekday evening host Keith McPherson.
Okay, is we eight, be great or be eight? I-95 down the Philadelphia freeway. Rematch, Giants versus Eagles this time down in PA. The champs are looking for revenge, BTA. Can Jackson Dart do it again like a replay? Scatterboot, gotta move whoever's in D-Way. Jalen Carter's back looking for the SACK. Take Philly at home to come out balling like BJ. The first win for the Jets is on a delay. The Bengals just got some extra rest for like 3 days. Now Woody Johnson made Aaron Glenn's job harder. He says he hugs him every day like a good father. I think the owner saying less would be a lot smarter. We don't know which QB is gonna be the starter. And it doesn't matter. Going 0-8 with way too much chatter. This franchise couldn't be any sadder. Joe Flacco beats his former team. What a disaster. Now on to the Commanders. DC fans better lower their standards. Monday night will be a movie. Mahomes the main actor. Another loss without Jaden Daniels, the main factor.
Bam, 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 bam. Perfect. Another one. I don't know. That's just something I do on Friday morning. I wake up. I got to write a rap. Got to record a rap about football and send it to Skip over at 94.7 The Block. I've been doing this now for a season and a half. I think I'm getting the hang of it. 888-808-1019. That's how we'll open our football conversation for week eight. And I'll take from some of the things that I rapped about, you know. This rematch in Philadelphia is going to look different. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. When the Giants caught the Eagles the first time around, the Eagles were coming off of that loss to the Broncos.
And not for nothing, you know, a short week after taking your first L, and like, if you were paying attention to the Eagles, man, the Eagles had like they had that win against the Rams was like a miracle win. They had a close win against the Chiefs. Like, they had some quality wins. But then they lose to the Broncos after they thought they had the game in the bag. They were up in their own building 17-3, and they lost that game. Now, that's another thing. They haven't been that great in their building. When you go back and look at the Cowboys, who I believe could have beat them if it wasn't for the weather delay and some other factors, the Cowboys moved the ball on them. But I just feel like Thursday night football, short week, always benefits the home team, even if it is the Eagles just driving up the turnpike. And Jalen Carter was out. Quinyon Mitchell was out. I've been saying this all week. Those are two of their best young players on defense. Like, top draft picks that make a huge difference. Jalen Carter cannot be stopped in the middle of the field on the line of scrimmage. And Quinyon Mitchell can strap up anybody out there as the corner. And I'm trying to think about there's no Malik Nabers. So he's taking somebody away, whether it's, you know, Slayton or Bo Collins or Lil Jordan Humphrey. I don't think he's going to be on Wandell. Wandell will be in the slot. But like, as much as we hear everybody singing the praise of Jackson Dart and, you know, kind of leaving out all of the bad, like, this is a spot where, like, if he's not perfect, like, some of the bad will show, and I feel like there's a battery in the back of Philadelphia to get right. You know, I feel like they don't want to be swept by the Giants. When the Giants beat them on Thursday Night Football, I follow a lot of content creators, and Philly has a lot of people. They were disgusted. It also was coupled with the same night that the Dodgers beat the Phillies, and you know, it was just a bad night for Philly. Opening night for the Flyers, they lost. Like, they looked at it as a fluke. They looked at it as, like, the Giants don't belong on the same field as us. But this was the first time we really got to see Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo. And Saquon said it himself when he was interviewed. He said, you know, a team that plays with that fire and that intensity, like, you can get your ass handed to you if you don't come out and play. So you can bet that they're going to be ready. You can bet that they're going to be fired up. They are coming off of beating the Vikings. And not for nothing, the Vikings are not good. But they went on the road and beat them, and they got their passing game going. I know they'll be without A.J. Brown, but they've won so many games where he was a non-factor. It's not like they'll miss him. Might be better. Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, those will probably be their main two receivers. And then Saquon Barkley is due for a big game. I know he's been a little banged up. I know he hasn't really gone off like we've expected him to. If there's any team that he's going to be motivated to go off against, it's going to be the Giants in that building. You know their fans are going to be into it. It's a 7.5-point spread. I think the Giants could cover because they are going to score points. I also said, you know, Graham Gano is back, so you should be able to get three. You should be able to get all those extra points as well. But I expect it to look different. It is not going to be that 34-17 ass-kicking that we saw where they just completely caught them off guard and you know, Jalen Hurts turned the ball over and they couldn't get anything really going offensively. I just think that the Eagles are prepared this time for some get back. And you know, last thing before we start taking football calls, and obviously I'll keep taking calls on the Knicks and the World Series as well. This is a spot for the Eagles where they know they have to win, because then they go and play the Packers, the Lions, and the Cowboys. So they're circling this one. Like, they circled the last two. Vikings, Giants, got to be wins. And it was just 2 weeks ago that you guys saw each other. So it's very familiar. But I think that the advantage goes to the Eagles for who they're getting back and it being in their building and them now seeing Jackson Dart and having some film on him and obviously seeing him live. 888-808-1019. Russell is in Old Bridge on the Fan. What's up, Russ?
Heath, first off, love that freestyle, man. It was awesome.
Thanks.
So, just a thought on the Giants' fine that happened this morning. I think it's just a little excessive, and I'm trying to struggle with the fact that they were fined for so much to begin with. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand that it's a rule, like only medical personnel and the injured person,
yeah,
the player, is allowed to be in there, but you're fining.
It's Goodell making an example out of them.
$100,000.
And again, because that was on Thursday Night Football, I was at the game, and where our suite was, I had a direct view of the tent. I was filming the whole thing. And
yeah,
like, it's not that big of a deal that they entered and that, you know, came out. He was clear to the concussion protocol, but what mm-hmm. they're trying to do is send a message to the entire league that when a player goes into that blue tent with doctors, that's off limits to you. Players can't go in there. Coaches can't go in there. You can't rush that process. We take concussions seriously. We're the NFL.
Yeah, I totally understand that, but I just think the overall amount is just
$315,000. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was crazy to me. And you're fining the organization itself $200,000 when the only person from that organization to go in the tent was the ball and one of the players. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that
it's crazy. It is, but it's crazy because when we all see it and we see those numbers, us as regular people, I'm like, oh, like Cam Scadaboo, I feel bad for him having to pay a $15,000 fine. Yeah. Like,
it's insane. Like you have people getting fined for less money for doing like unnecessary like bad conduct, like during sellies and all that, and you have Cam Scadaboo just going to check on his teammate. Boom, you get fined more money than people that were.
And he was in and out of there as I'm saying. I filmed it. He walked in. They pushed him back out within 3 seconds. I don't even know if he got one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi before they pushed him back out.
That's ridiculous.
And that cost him $15,000 of his $5 million 4-year rookie contract.
Insane. Insane to me. Hopefully hopefully they take that mojo into Sunday. But I don't have high hopes considering it's in Philly. But A.J. Brown's out, so that gives me somewhat of help. And then Brian Burns is questionable, so it's like canceling factors at this point.
Brian Burns is going to play. He is up for Defensive Player of the Year. He's not going to miss time. But I think it is a huge canceling out that the Giants won't have Paulson Adebo and the Eagles won't have A.J. Brown. Like, I think you can feel better about that because you're missing a starting corner and they're resting one of their starting receivers. But I also think, like, they're resting him. I know he didn't practice all week, and I don't know if they're resting him slash, like, he's being a diva prima donna because, like, he finished the game against the Vikings. He had 2 touchdowns against the Vikings. Like, how hurt could your hamstring have been? Or are you trying to send a message? Because, like, he said something about, like, they're using me without using me because he only had 4 catches, but 2 went for touchdowns and 121 yards. I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to get out of there or what. But whatever, good for the Giants. That's one less weapon to have to worry about.
All I know is if I see one more offsides on the Eagles during a tush push, I'm throwing my phone at the TV. There's no more TV.
Thanks for the call, Russ. That's something I saw live, too, and I'm like, damn, this whole tush push thing is even cornier in person when there isn't any commentary, and you're just waiting for them to run a play, and they line up and do it again, and then it's a penalty, and then again, and it's like, oh, my, please run a real play. You're wasting all of our time with this tush push. But that's their signature thing. That's what they do. I don't know what to tell you. They're going to do it this week. They're going to run it against the Giants effectively. But, yeah, Paulson Adebo being down, and it kind of cancels out with it cancels out with A.J. Brown not going. But I think it's still advantage Eagles. I think you caught the Eagles at a right time. And you know what? Like that first drive, Jackson Dart, like him skating like he did on Zach Bond, where he just kind of stepped up in the pocket, pump faked him, and then took off. Like, it's just like, damn, he just punched him in the mouth really quick. But, like, you got to flat out come out and beat this team, and they're healthier now, and it's later in the season now, and I think they want their get back. They want their lick back. They're looking at the Giants like, okay, you got us in your building on a short week. You won't catch us off guard now. So much of the NFL is like catching teams off guard. You heard the Broncos talk about Jackson Dart and saying, hey, he's faster than we thought. He's better than he made more plays. We had a plan for him. He still wiggled out of it. Like, he's better than we actually expected. So, yeah. Brian Burns is a DNP, but I think he's going to play unless –
he gets ruled out. Like I said, he's a guy that's going for a defensive player of the year. Javon Holland banged up. But like, if you're not ruled out, they're probably going to go. Like Javon Holland's doubtful. So like, he's probably not going to go. And he didn't finish the last game. But questionable, Brian Burns, he's going to go. Graham Gano is questionable. He's going to go. 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Keith, what's up, man?
Hanging out on a Friday. Well, now it's Saturday morning.
Hey, heard those bars before. It's good to hear Freestyle Friday back.
Consistently, yep.
Have you been doing them every week? I saw the week one.
So the thing is, I used to like randomly kick raps on the Fan where I just like rap about myself. And then I was like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, not for nothing, last year, the good folks at 94.7 The Block were like, hey, we like Keith, we like his, you know, we like his show, we like his style. Can he read picks for us every week, like make a weekly pick segment? And I'm like, this is an old school hip hop station. Now's my chance. I'm like, I can rap. Like, am I allowed to rap the picks? And I think at first everybody was kind of like, maybe don't, but I've been pretty good at it. So, like, now it's a thing.
I saw the Jalen Carter Hawk 201, and I hadn't seen one since.
That's the thing. I don't always have the time to make the social media clips, but they're always on the radio. I love when people send me from their car, like, yo, I just heard you rapping on the block. I heard your football rap. But, like, I've only put out two videos on social media of the raps. It's just a lot of, like, it's a lot of time.
Yeah, I don't
it takes me, like, 2-3 hours to sit down and pick a beat. Like, I picked the Freeway beat because they're playing in Philly. And then I got to, like, from scratch, write the lyrics. And then the hardest part is the cadence and, like, saying everything, you know, in rhythm and on time. But, yeah, I get paid for it.
Dedication.
So it's fun.
Definitely, man. Good work for sure. Baseball, first off, bro, like, you know, I'm looking at this lineup, and you're seeing these names like Ernie Clement, Nathan Lucas, Addison Barger, who was, you know, a top prospect at one point. I think I even brought up, you know, you go back to when this core was coming up, right? Vladdy and Bo, and you had Kevin Biggio, who was kind of like the long-lost one of the three. And it almost feels like Addison Barger makes up for it. He started the year in Buffalo, and now you see him make a name for himself. He had a great season. Now he's got a
World Ernie Clement, Dalton Varsho. Those three guys have become household names this year that nobody was really talking about. We started to see early Ernie Clement.
IKF.
Yeah, IKF. I mean, IKF got in this IKF. Game, but how about Bo Bichette? Bo Bichette is banged up, but he, you know, the Blue Jays make it to the World Series. He's ready to go.
And he's able to play second base. He's playing second. He's batting cleanup. I'll tell you, bro, I would kill for him to be in the Mets lineup, but even if they're off this run alone, bro, I don't know how they don't bring him back. It's crazy. You look at, they have Jimenez, Ernie Clement, there's another one in the lineup, and then they got Shane Bieber, too. Oh, Miles Straw, Spider-Man.
Miles Straw.
They got four former Cleveland Indians / Guardians in that lineup, and then you had Naylor in the ALCS, too. All, you know, it's kind of like full circle, you know, for Cleveland fans, and to have the fact that they were in this spot just last year, some of those guys being on that team last year, Naylor, Jimenez, but you see this Toronto team, man, and it's just kind of like, you know, I was just on Twitter. I don't know if you remember Chris Colabello from the mid-2010s. I'm kind of talking about Twitter right now. But I was, you know, we were just going back and forth. Like, baseball more than any other sport, it's almost like, yeah, you obviously need the talent on paper, but it's more so, and it's kind of like the age-old cliche of it's just who gets hot at the right time.
Yep.
The Toronto team was dead last in the AL East last year, one of the biggest jokes of the American League, and people were finally starting to sour on the Vladdy Bo era. You know, they got swept the back-to-back years in the wild card rounds. They snapped everybody loves to dog on the Twins of this town. That was the first series the Twins ever won in like 2 decades was against this Toronto team. And then they flat out missed the postseason the year after. And now look at them. And now you look at a team like Texas a couple years ago, what they had done the years prior to that and the 2 years following it. They've done basically nothing, but they just came up to the surface, got a ring out of it, and even kind of like Arizona too. And it's crazy. You see Toronto's kind of like exhibit A of it this year, man. And everybody talking about Davey versus Goliath. They're, you know, I hate to say it, but they did something that you guys could do last year. And at the end of the day, if we're going to play, I heard you talking to Little Devils. I remember my Rangers had two 5-0 blowouts, went up 2-0 against you guys. And it wound up being a five-game series from that point forward. And yep. We got embarrassed. So it's far from over, man, but that lineup is lethal, bro. They just got to go pedal to the metal.
Yeah, it is far from over. I mean, the Mariners won the first two games of the ALCS. And
yeah,
I had said something
that Sunday night after the Yankees lost the second game in Toronto, I said, I knew, I didn't want to say it, but I was like, okay, now the Yankees got to beat Toronto three games in a row. I don't think anyone in baseball can beat this team three games in a row. The Dodgers have to win the second game. I don't see them ripping off three wins in a row against this Toronto team. They're too good. They have too many hitters. They have enough pitching. Yeah, I don't see, like, they have to split. They have to get this next game. They have to have urgency. And luckily, when you have a team of stars and you have Yamamoto on the mound who could pitch the whole game, I think they have a shot to even it up for sure.
No, definitely. I mean, you look at that roster. And even at the end of the day, you look at last year, they don't win that. You know, obviously, Freddie was World Series MVP. But it's not like Ohtani was a big help. Mookie was all right. They don't win that ring without the Tommy Edmonds of the world. And even, you know, years upon years, Kike Hernandez is probably the biggest postseason riser in any sport. The Big Four, I genuinely can't think of another name that rises to the occasion more than Kike Hernandez. And they even brought him back. You remember he had to spend the 2 years at Boston?
Yeah.
I think he went somewhere else. So it's kind of like
the Yankees were interested in him. Too much Dodgers in his blood to come over to the Yankees, especially after he was trolling Fat Joe.
But I mean, but you look at like these bottom of the lineups, man, even like we were talking about before, the Ernie Clements and Andrés Giménez of the world.
And the bottom of the lineup for the Yankees is Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells, and then you got Trent Grisham as the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, we get Jared Young and Ronnie Mauricio, who does at least the bat on his shoulders on two strikeouts, bases loaded.
Yeah, it's not gonna get it done. Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. I've got less than an hour left. I do have to play the Aaron Glenn audio from today. We've been doing this all week. I thought Aaron Rodgers was the song that doesn't end. Aaron Glenn is the song that doesn't end. So when we come back, we'll talk Jets. We have to. And I'll play what Aaron Glenn had to say to the media, and I'll tell you what I think about their chances to get their first win against Cincinnati. You heard my rap. I don't think they have a chance. I think they're just a laughing stock. I think that this is a lot of talk for a team that's about to go 0-8, and it is same old Jets, but maybe even worse this year. Like, somehow they found a way to set the franchise back another 5 years after what they just had with Saleh and Douglas and Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019. If you want to talk about the World Series, if you want to talk about the Knicks, the Nets, the Devils, the Giants, or the Jets, we'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.